This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2012. We're with Dave Wadsworth. He's in the Airworthiness Office of Reichland Aircraft Engine Development, or RED for short. Dave, you've developed a remarkable 500 horsepower V12 turbocharged diesel engine. What are we going to see this thing in?
Well, right now we're field testing it in a Yak 52, which is a Russian-built fighter trainer. We're hoping to see it in larger singles, mid to large twins, and maybe down the road, warbird replicas, crop dusters, helicopters, UAVs, anywhere the market takes us. We don't have any specific models in mind, but we're keeping our options open, and we're actually speaking to a lot of interested parties right now.
Well, let's run down the engine. Give me some specs on the engine. Size, fuel burn, weight, all that.
Okay. It's 374 cubic inches, 6.1 liter. Takeoff power is 500 horse. Max continuous is 480 horse. At takeoff power, you're burning 25 gallons an hour. At cruise, which is around 300 horse, you're burning 15.5 gallons an hour. The engine, as it's sitting here in the display, is about 700 pounds, locked and loaded, propellers, radiator, and everything. It'll be more in the 800 to 850 range. it's water-cooled, direct fuel injection, electronically controlled, made in Germany, the home of the turbo diesel. It's been in development for about 3 years now. We're currently certifying through EASA, and hope to have that completed by the end of the year and be in production by sometime next year.
Your plan is to FAA certify it too?
Yes, sir. We'll be doing FAA certification immediately after the EASA certification. And once the certification on this motor is complete, we're also beginning development on a V6 turbo diesel in the 300 horse range.
Okay, and these are geared engines. Tell us about the RPMs.
Takeoff power is at 4,000 RPM. There's a reducer in the gearbox, which brings it down to just over 2,000 RPM at the propeller on takeoff. It's a 1.88 reduction, and we haven't had any torsional issues. I know that's been brought up several times throughout the show, but because of the large block and the number of impulses, there's not really any torsional issues with the V12s.
Do you have a launch customer, and when will it be available for shipment?
No specific launch customers at this time, although we have made a lot of really good contacts during the course of the show. This has been a fantastic week for us. And like I said, we hope to be in production sometime next year. So 2013, be looking for RED to be selling these engines. And we hope to have a much bigger showing here next year on our side. It's been fantastic interest from the crowds. I really was overwhelmed.
Okay, and speaking of selling them, what are they going to cost?
We're pricing in euro because we're a German company, so the price per unit is 150,000 euro. Rough conversion going by the market right now is in the $170,000 to $180,000 per unit range.
And by way of comparison, where does that sit with the engines that you're competing with?
Price-wise, we're definitely competitive, especially with the turbines in the same power class. I'd say we're anywhere from half to as much as a quarter the price of a turbine in the same power class. So that's a definite advantage for us. Weight, we're a little bit heavier, especially than the smaller turbines. But when you factor in that you'll make it up in operating costs, that could be a huge win for us as well. We'll just have to see where the market takes us.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2012 in Oshkosh. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.